Mine is Melvin is 81 years old this year, and he's been coming to Augusta and teaching most of the fiddle players around here, such as myself, an awful lot about old time fiddling. For me, it's been for 20 years, and a lot of people have learned an awful lot from this man. He's been one of the biggest old-time music assets that we could have anywhere. He was a National Heritage Fellowship Award winner from the National Endowment for the Arts last year. And I don't know what all I can say about him beyond that, except that he's a great guy. So bring Melvin Wine up here. Tom King's also going to come up and help on the guitar. Melvin's stool is in the back. Could somebody run it up here, please?
There comes my handyman. Got a handyman.
Howdy.
Howdy, Tom.
How are you?
I'm all right.
See you.
Good to see you. Anyways, near in tune, this ought to have been done a while ago.
We can watch the map.
Uncovered it. Uncovered it. Jerry and I is going to have a fight after this is all over. He's been threatening me for 3 weeks. But he postpones it from one time to another.
He's rolling his sleeves, must be hot.
I told him that just one lick's all I needed to hit him. I'd give him an uppercut and send him up to orbit. No, I didn't. I didn't even eat one biscuit. What are we going to play, Tom?
Oh, I think Calhoun Swing.
Calhoun Swing. Somebody is hollering today about that, and I'll play it.
Probably me.
Maybe it was.
You know better than this. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. That done pretty good. It didn't give this little girl out in I can think of where, but she got in classical music and she played with him up in New York. And she said she learned that Melvin Wine stop. So so she got in classical music, but her dad said she still had that stop. Jay Bird, what do you want me to play? I'm playing for your people, and they're mine too.
Hey, Aunt Katie.
Hey, Aunt Katie, there's a bug on me. That just pepped up from something. For you. Hope you enjoy this. Right. Oh. Another thing, I hope I live long enough to play some more for you here.
Got a request for Bob Wines, too.
Start it, Jerry.
Thank you.
We played over in Fort Townsend, let me tell you. Some people come over there, and they come in where we lived, in the general's house. So they come in there, was playing, and somebody said, play Rainy Day, and so a guy got ready to leave. And they hadn't had no rain either for a while. He came back in, had his music with him, came back in and said, you believe it or not, just pouring rain down out there. So we need to play Rainy Day a lot. Big Indian boy. What's his name, Jerry? Teddy Boy. He said he has come and said, don't be surprised, I'll be up. So if he comes now, I'd like for him to do the rain dance. What was it, Nixon? Rainy Day. I don't want to do it without adding a starter.
Thank you.
Told me not to take no more from over there, didn't you?
I'm just trying to keep him out of it. So. No. It's, play right. Whatever you want to.
Now, the way I play it is this way. Somebody stole my little black dog and wished they'd fetch him back. He run the big hogs over the fence and the little ones through the crack. I ain't showing my fiddles until.
Do you need me to point closer to you? Can you hear the guitar
all right? Well, I think if it's over here, it'd be better. But that's all right. I can hear you all right, but they can hear you now.
No.
I'm fussy.
I know, but can you hear the guitar all right?
Yeah. Somebody stole my little black dog. Now that's the way my dad played it. I didn't play it that way for years, but I got back into it, and I like it better that way.
Melvin, you got someone ask you how you tuned your fiddle. How's it tuned?
Just
EADG.
Yeah. It's just in standard tuning. I've got one there that ain't in standard tuning though. I might take it out of there directly and play.
How about New Orleans?
Better start, Jerry. Yeah. Now that's a song. This is what I'll say, it's a little afraid. I'll take my knapsack on my back and my gun upon my shoulder. I'll march away to New Orleans, to a far and better country, where silver grows on sycamore sprouts and the river flows good brandy. Then the hillsides, they're all covered with cakes, and the gals are the sweetest candy. How about that? That's all right. Sometimes we just break out in the middle of it, and I sing it while Jerry plays ahead. Good job, though. Now, I never thought about playing it on the fiddle. And I was humming along as we were driving along the road, and Jerry said, "Can you play it on the fiddle?" I said, "Well, I'll try it sometime." So it works pretty good. Now then, somebody. Blackberry Blossom. Now, I think I can think of that.
Isn't it A?
Part A. No, that's something else, ain't it? That is, well, I'll play that.
The old time Blackberry Blossom?
Yeah. G.
Thank you.
That's a good one. I like that. It tells me something. Christian. My daughter got me some medicine to take before a cold, and from a cold, and I took me one of them last night, and I'm getting hoarse. I need three of them, I think. One pill three times a day. How about that? They forgot that over four times. I told them, wait a minute. I was over there in 81 or two, somewhere along there. Anyhow, I went to the doctor, and he told me that he wanted me to give me a prescription for one pill three times a day. And I thought about it so funny, you know, think how's that going to work, because I knew how it worked. But I went into the desk, and I told the girl, I said, he told me to just take one pill three times a day, and how am I going to work that? She looked right straight at me. Well, she said, I don't know. Well, I left her. I had half a gallon of these pink Reusenchers and half a gallon jar to take home with me for one pill three times. Oh, that's funny. That guy told about the old lady getting run over the hill, didn't he? This is kind of funny. In a way it is. I'll tell you in another way. This old guy's wife got sick and she died. So they was carrying her around the hill, and it was rough and steep. And one of the pall bearers fell down, and then that threw her kind of off kilter, and the other another one fell down, and they lost the casket. And it run over the hill and hit a stump or something, the way I hear it, but he told it different. And she woke up. So they took her back home. Now, listen to this. This is the bad part of that. And about a year, she died again. Neighbors were carrying around the same place, and the fella in front, he looked back, her husband looked back now, he said, "Boys, be careful right here where you had that terrible accident the other time." I think he's the one needed in the casket. What do you think? Waiting for the boatman. Yeah, and I'll play it next. This fella or somebody over here wants the waiting for the boatman. We might play Dance Boatman Dance. Everybody knows that, and I hope. My mommy used to sing that when I was a kid. I never thought about playing it on a fiddle for years, and I just went out and got my fiddle and went to playing it. Now, let's see.
Somebody wanted to hear the Charleston
girl. Is that too high? Is that coming through all right? Huh?
Thank you.
I have money, I spend it free. When I have money, I spend it free. When I have money, I spend it free. And the Charleston girls is the girls for me. Hide away them Charleston girls. Hide away them Charleston girls. Hide away them Charleston girls. The Charleston girls is the girls for me. Thank you. Without the guitar. Well, I quit and let you play it with me.
Well, play it a little bit more.
You know how that is, Doctor. I wanted you to play while I sung.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll play more of it if you want to hear more of it. You cut that red hair off.
Well, Melvin, it just started raining outside. Tippy
had a nickel and I had a dime. Tippy, get your hair cut short like mine.
The